Hello, 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 everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. Let me just share my screen here. Voila, we're just getting started on YouTube. So let's talk about the first set of things. If you're new to all this, what I recommend, if you want to know what I've been up to, you can join my email list, quantlabs.net. You can get on that email. Also, if you want to get onto my private chat server, you can join here at quantlabs.net DVD. I mean, I'm going to change that to something much easier down the line, but that's the way they are. Okay, so let's look at most people are talking about this one. Doge has just gone from 70 cents to, you can see the volume there. It's pretty well doubled in the last 3-4 days. So that's pretty extreme. So let's look at what we've got on our list here. Now, first of all, this is from this morning or midnight today. What I want to talk about is how extreme the markets have been for the last 24 hours since this IPO of Coinbase. They have been very, very extreme. Today, it's right now, it's fairly highly, a lot of coins are moving right now. Last night, around 8-9, things just dropped quite a bit, and we're going to show some potential losses from that, but it's recovering pretty nice. So let me just show you the coins that are moving. Well, let me show you the other ones that I have listed here. Bitcoin is moving. You can see here, I'm testing out the Kraken bot to see how the entries and exits are looking. Ethereum's been looking good. You can see here, Bitcoin is, or Ethereum's already at 24.90. That's definitely new highs. Bitcoin's still got a ways to go to reach its high here of around 64,500. But it's not too far off, 63.47. It is building. We have here Compound. Did a big move 2 days ago, but it is moving up again. AVAX is another one, barely moving. And Atom. Now, if you have not heard the Eric Voorhees interview on, I believe it's Real Vision, I've got on my Telegram news channel. It's a fascinating interview. I've got to give props to that guy, Eric Voorhees. I posted late last night talking about potentially Uniswap and this one, Cosmos or Atom, going to be the next two big coins just due to the way the technology is going to work. You can see that here just on Cosmos or Atom, as I call it. Well, I'll just use the symbol name, as well as Doge. That's because of you-know-who, Elon Musk. Uniswap is another one that is getting buzzed, but I'll let you listen to that video. You can see here how Uniswap just taken off. Another one that I'm doing pretty good on a hold is XRP. And that's just due to the fact that good old SEC has dropped the lawsuit with Ripple. So that's been climbing. You know, it's at $1.89, and here, when you're looking at not too long ago, April 2nd, where it was around 56 cents, it's already gone up 4 times. So what do you think I'm going to do? I'm just going to hold on to that trade and let it ride. So my future right now is in XRP. I think Doge, I'm really shocked on how it's just moved based upon Elon Musk. That's another good one to be in. So both XRP and Doge are leading the way, but we'll look at some of the other ones that are moving. So let's check them out. So here's a spreadsheet from today as of midnight, minus what I mentioned here. So let's look at this list here. We've already looked at Ethereum. We've already looked at some of them, but let's look at some of the smaller ones that you might not know about. Let's look at BNT. BNT. If you have any questions, just let me know. I'll gladly answer anything. Because you never know. Some of these coins do outperform. I'm going to probably do another video. So it's moving, you know, a few days ago, 693 up to 803. Like crypto's right now on fire. We have now Qtum, another one, but it's the ones that are getting a lot of the buzz that are getting Qtum's another one. You can see it here where I talked about this on Monday night during my webinar. It has fully recovered from its last pullback. You know, these little coins, you know, 1430 or 1502 to up 1640. A lot of people would kill for that kind of return in the stock market, but that's just not one of those big ones. They're just exploding right now. I mean, I've also posted on my Telegram group news about, I don't know if you know, is it Nick Candy, the developer in London, who's selling his penthouse for 250 million US. All of a sudden he knows if he wants to sell that thing, he's going to have to accept either Ethereum or Bitcoin. So it just goes to show you how real well a lot of the traders and investors that are adopting crypto are doing right now. So let's look at CRV. Another one. Yeah, nothing significant there. Another one that was my favorite, but it may come back. You never know. Let's just check it out. I haven't looked at it in a few days. This is Theta. Theta USDT. It's gone flat. Okay, Joseph Obey. Any special white Doge running to the moon aside of Elon Musk? Any fundamental? No. For you, Sika, from what I've seen, there is no real reason for it. It's just Elon Musk. We had one rise a while back where a stripper on OnlyFans would only take Doge as well. So it's just hype, I think. There's really no fundamental, but just alone on Elon Musk with the hype, it's supposed to start out as a joke coin, and they're treating it as such, but they're making so much money from it, I'm sure. And nobody can do anything about it in terms of an investment. So that's how it goes. So Aave, I haven't loaded up Aave. Aave USDT. Let's see here. That's been moving pretty good as well. Bum, bum, bum. So that is close here, 358, 488. I mean, this is just mind-boggling, some of these returns. Bitcoin Cash, we haven't looked at in a while, but apparently that looks like it's been doing pretty good. Let me just close up some of these. If you got any other comments, questions, please, by all means, BCHUSDT. We have here, look at that. Oh, man, that is amazing. 650 2 days ago, and it's already at 849. 200 bucks in the last few days. Let's look at Engine. So a lot of these coins are just like blowing up like crazy. We're on a new leg, I think, of just absolutely monumental moves. When you look at the Kraken bot as well, I'm hoping that moves. It's just trying to tweak those parameters, get the entries and exits. So here we have 290 on this Engine. I mean, it's moving up, but it's not like the explosive that you're seeing here. Mhurin, I assume that at the beginning of the summer, mid-June, most of the altcoins will crash. What do you think about an upcoming crash? Well, a good standard to look at is Bitcoin on a daily basis here. You can see the pullbacks. These are your crashes that you speak of, but look, the momentum still builds. And we may be due for another small crash. But I do think that Bitcoin will continue to move up. It is a digital coin. It is probably the last bastion of true investment that's free flowing. I watch gold and oil. It's all manipulated. But Bitcoin, nobody owns it. It's not central. As a result, it's one of the only last real free flowing speculative assets out there, but in a huge way. And all the other coins are just following along. There's some that are building because of the hype, like Doge is a good example. I think XRP is legit because you get over 200 banks throughout Asia going to be using it. And that I've used on a blockchain to transfer money. It's fast. It's very low cost. You know, fundamentally, that's an amazing blockchain to work with. So I think each one will have its own story. We've not talked about DeFi. But again, I've also mentioned, watch that interview with Eric Voorhees on Real Vision on YouTube. Look for that, and you'll be blown away on just where things are going. There's a lot of scams out there, but I think that interview kind of legitimizes crypto moving forward. It's not that old. It might be a month old. So continuing along, we have Algo. Algo, let's check out Algo. So I did mention that there was going to be a breakout in my email. Here we are. We're talking about lots of breakouts. There's so many. I mean, Algo's doing okay. Not so much. I mean, I'm not going to go into detail about it. It just doesn't have the hype. We have here IOST. Let me just see how that one's working out. Another one I'm not picking up that was traded. I mean, look at this, IOST. It is 5 cents. Well, 5.7 cents. Now it's at 9.89 cents. It's like gone double. Just amazing. Now here's one of my more favorite coins, Monero. So even if they ban outright Bitcoin and all that, I think these coins like Monero, Zcash, are going to move. Like this one was moving like crazy a few days ago. So let me look at that. Here we go. So look at this. March 25th, the low point of the last pullback, 214 on that close. And now it's at 346. That's a 50% move. What was the name of the interview? Okay. Yeah, let me pull it up. YouTube. This is for people. This was a really good interview. If you want to talk about this guy, he runs Shapeshift, but I was really questioning him on the scams and stuff, but I do think he will. No, he's legitimizing stuff. So this is what I'm referring to right here. This interview right here, Eric Voorhees, Real Vision Finance. Okay, I'll put this link in the link here or in the chat. Fascinating interview, really good. So there you go. Check it out. Okay, moving along. Let's continue here. So we have IOST. I mean, XMR is just, or Monero is just, wow. That's all. I'm just blown away on some of these coins. And there's a lot of them that are doing amazing. Amazing. Aave, let's see. Let's see this one, Aave. This one's doing okay. April 11th close at 397 all the way up to 449. So 5% move there. No problem, Jay. IOST, Atom, and Ethereum. There was one I did see that was moving. My bot hasn't picked it up yet, but this one was called Matic. This one was moving quite steeply as well. Not as much as Doge, but I gotta tell you, if you got any questions or comments, let me know. But it's very exciting to see crypto come back with a vengeance like this. You're not seeing it in Bitcoin and Ethereum, but definitely the alternative coins are definitely on a tear. We'll leave it at that. Thanks for likes. I don't see any other questions coming up. I'm going to move over to my agenda for the CFDs and come back. I'll probably do some more of these later tonight, see what happens. But we're going to get everything rocking and rolling pretty soon. Over and out. Thanks for watching again. Bye.